Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 41st devotional in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 15, verses 8 to 13. How can we abound in hope? Here's Romans 15, verse 4 and verse 13. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I have become much more familiar with the usefulness of antibiotics since I have had children. In a family, it's easy to see the spread of bacterial infections and the wonderful power of antibiotics to bring healing. I remember a time when I was preaching in South Carolina, and everyone in my family was getting strep throat. Once we knew it was strep and not just a cold virus, the antibiotics could be prescribed and start doing their work. After a day or two, we were all feeling much better. Sometimes antibiotics take longer to work, and sometimes stronger ones are needed, but it is always wonderful once they start working well. Sin. Sin brings death and despair into our world and our lives more powerfully and thoroughly than the worst bacteria can bring sickness. Sin has many effects, just as a bacterial infection can have many effects. It brings guilt, pollution, shame, condemnation, death, and despair. It doesn't affect everyone in exactly the same ways, of course, just as a bacterial infection will affect different people differently. Jesus' saving work for us conquers sin and its curse. His obedience fulfills all righteousness and thus secures for us a perfect human righteousness given to us. His atoning death pays for and covers our sin and shame. His resurrection gives us eternal life and justifies us before God because our perfect righteousness is alive forever before the throne of God. His continual intercession for us now ensures our perseverance in the faith. His coming again secures our resurrection and glorification. The work of salvation is complete and perfect in Him alone. So why do we still doubt? And why do we sometimes despair? How can we draw hope and even abound in hope? Paul tells us, we gain hope from the encouragement of the Scriptures. In Romans 15:4, he says that. He then prays that God would fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. From these verses, it seems that hope comes when we study the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith so that we can have joy and peace in believing what the Scriptures reveal about God. The Scriptures provide the material for our faith, the information about Jesus, who He is, and what He's done for us. They reveal the character of God and the story of redemption. Yet the Scriptures remain closed and dead for us apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in making them clear, understandable, and alive with the power of God. As we believe the Scriptures through the power of the Spirit, then we begin to have joy and peace as we believe God. This takes time. In fact, it takes a lifetime, doesn't it? We continue to go back to the Scriptures and prayer, and God continues to teach us, grow us, encourage us, and give us real joy, peace, and hope. Sometimes it comes quickly and unexpectedly. At other times, we're pounding on the door for a long time before God gives a breakthrough of faith, joy, peace, and hope. Yet He is wise and loving, and He never ultimately fails to keep His promises. In Him, we have a true and living hope.